Hi everyone, I am Sun Jia, Microsoft MVP. Today I will share with you about build a Xamarin.Form application. Xamarin.Form application is built out by using page layout and views. Actually, what is page? The page class is a visual element that occupies most or all of the screen and contains a single child. A Xamarin form page represents a view controller in iOS or a page in a Windows phone. On Android, each page takes up the screen like an activity, but Xamarin the form page are not activity. Today, I will show you about the page. It's a page that allows navigation between children page using tab. What is layout? The layout class in Xamarin.Form is a specialized subtype of view which acts as a container for the other layout or views. It typically contains logic to set the position and size of child element in Xamarin.Form application. The most commonly used by the developer is a state layout. A layout that positions child element in a single line which can be oriented vertically or horizontally. This layout will reset the child bound automatically during the layout cycle. Under a sign bound will be overwriting and thus should not be set on a child element by the user. But today I will show you a grid layout. A grid layout containing view arranged in rows or column. At the beginning, I say Xamarin form is built out by view. Views actually is a control. Xamarin.Form use the word views to refer visual objects such as button, label or text entry box, which may be more commonly known as the control of the widgets. Today I will show you about the date picker. The date picker is a view that allows date picking. The visual representation of a date picker is very similar to the one of entry, except there are special control for picking a date appear in the place of a keyboard. Now you can see the comparison between the iOS, Android, Windows Phone and Xamarin Form about the control comparison. Let's go for a demo. This is the application that I created before. Let me minimize first. Then we go to the solution file. Channel I demo portable. Right click. Add new item. Then I select the form content page that is using the C# code to write, or you can use form XML page that is very less of using a C# code to write. I put a home page. Then you can see this all will be removed. And I remove it. Then I will show you about the table page. Before that, I need to remove changes. Then now I need to add two page. I select this one. I put a page one. Then I change the text. Then a good behavior. Page one. And save it. Right click. Add new item. Page two. Practice a good practice. Put a title equal to page 2. Then now I need to change this app.cs, remove all of this code to a home page and save it. And I change this to UWP set a startup project. Then I need to deploy first. Yeah, already success, then I can run in my local machine. If I put bigger, then you can see this one home tab, page 1 and page 2. This tab application, page 1, home tab, page 1, page 2. The home tab is empty, page 1, this is page 1, and page 2. Then I close this, I show a desk demo. It's about layout. I will share with you about using a grid layout. Then I direct use the page 1. Separate a row and column. And I put a two label. Then I point a position. and I copy and paste. Then I change to grid the row 0 and change the grid the column 1. Then I save it, then I change the page to a page 1. Then I need to deploy again. Then run the application in my local machine again. Yeah, now you can see these two. One is a left, one is a right. And I close this one. At last, I will show you about the control. Control, we are using application of that picker that I beginning mentioned, or we use other method. Most basic is display pop out. Okay, I use the page 2. Use a content page, the content, then we put a button to make a decision. And you need to go at the back end. Yeah, write a minimum of coding. Let's see, we use a another clip. Then I use the library using, okay, I put as using system diagnostic. Okay, save it. Save all. Then I change this one to a page 2. Okay, then we deploy the application again. Okay, and run local machine. Display will pop out, then click it. Then it will pop up a message to you. Would you like to play a game? Yes or no. That's all for today demo. If you got any question, you can ask me inside a forum, or you can ask your Microsoft MVP inside your country, or you would like to have more about this about jamming.form, also let me know.